This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hundreds of millions across the world celebrated pared-down Christmas festivities Friday due to coronavirus restrictions, as Pope Francis called for vaccines for everyone, describing them as, quote, glimmers of hope in this period of darkness and uncertainty. Like so many across the globe, the Pope was forced to break with normal Christmas tradition, holding his annual speech by video from the Apostolic Palace to prevent a crowd from gathering in St. Peter's Square. He called on everyone to promote cooperation over competition when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines for all, quote, especially the most vulnerable and most in need in all regions of the planet, end quote. In her own annual Christmas speech, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II also spoke of hope during, quote, difficult and unpredictable times. The joy of Christmas celebrations is hampered for many by massive losses caused by the pandemic, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The death toll from COVID-19 has grown beyond 1.7 million people across the globe, with about 330,000 lives lost in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. The crisis is straining medical systems across the country, especially in California, where more than 2 million people have been infected since the start of the outbreak. ICU units are filling fast. Nurse Jenny Carrillo.
I look into the eyes of someone who's struggling to breathe.
The Los Angeles Health Director says patients are suffocating because of the inflammation in their lungs. Meanwhile, attorneys for churches in Pasadena and Chula Vista, California, are turning to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that restrictions on indoor services be lifted. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If you'd like to know more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com.